Aircheckdownloads.com.
104.9. XFM.
Blur, song two. Before that, Deftones, Be Quiet and Drive on XFM 104. What is it? I've forgotten the frequency.
Oh. Well, if only Laurie...
Hold on, here he is! Oh, I don't believe it.
Laurie Halibut's here.
Yeah, he's just... Laurie, what's the frequency?
104.7.
Oh, that's what I thought. I missed that. What was it? 104 point what?
104.7.
Oh, right, yeah, that's what I thought. You've got a joke to tell us, haven't you?
Gervais, it seems like every week now we get a little gag in. Yeah. It's great, isn't it? It's so sort of capital-like. Don't you think it's very Penkish?
Yeah. What's going on with that?
is that a verb? To Penk.
Yeah.
To be Penk.
Yeah. If only his name was Pank, oh. I could finish my song off. Right, go on.
Steve Pank.
Leave it, come on.
Gervais, you might have heard it before.
Go on.
Heard it last night from some fella.
Yeah.
Why are London buses red?
Go on.
You'd be red if you had to come every 10 minutes. What do you think?
It's great.
It's not bad, is it?
No, it's good.
It's a simple little joke.
I like it.
Eh?
Oh.
Play a record, Gervais. Because in a minute, I want to tell you about my perfect murder.
Oh, excellent.
But let's play a record and I'll tell you about my perfect murder, Gervais. If there's anybody out there who needs to know a perfect murder, perhaps you're thinking of, I don't know, knocking somebody off.
It's a bit, there was actually someone killed near me last night. Seriously, I go in the ambulance and the bloke was there and he's just like out there in his like underpants and you could see he was dead and he had like all sort of like whipped cream on his face and like hundreds and thousands and apparently he topped himself.
London's only alternative. 104.9.
XFM.
Bobby tries to collect his thoughts. That's all, Bobby.
Scope. Song for Bobby on XFM 104.9, just gone 5 o'clock. It's about time for a perfect murder.
Gervais, everybody knows somebody they want to kill.
Yeah.
All right, everybody's thought about
murder. Can I just say, we're not actually saying that's a good thing.
Well, no, we're not advocating murder, but we're saying that it is something that crosses people's minds.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you are tempted to murder somebody, why not?
At least get it right.
At least get it right, exactly. Yeah. Now, Gervais, I'm sure you yourself have realised perhaps the reason you haven't committed murder yourself, this could be the reason you don't commit murder, is that you know, what am I going to do with the murder weapon?
Yeah.
That's the stumbling block, you see. If there's a murder weapon, that you can normally sort of trace the murder weapon back to the murderer, you see. Yeah. The murder weapon's a problem. You've got to dispose of it, you know, whatever. See, now I have come up with a perfect murder, Gervais, alright? It's simple. It's so simple. I can't believe other people haven't thought of it, right? What you do is say the person you want to murder, right, lives in the street opposite, alright? Lives in the house opposite, say, right? What you do is you rent a room opposite theirs, alright? You wait until one day their window is open, alright? And then what you do is you take a block of ice, Gervais, ice, alright? And you fashion from it an arrow, an ice arrow, all right, with a very sharp point, all right? Then you get yourself a bow, all right, and you fire that ice arrow, okay, across the street, through the window, into the heart of the person you want to murder, right? Killing them instantly, all right?
Yeah.
They stumble, they fall to the ground.
Yeah.
And then the ice arrow melts, Gervais, murder weapon, it's gone. Gone into thin air, the wet patch dries, all right? The police arrive, they can't find the murder weapon, safe.
This bow, is this made of ice?
The bow, see, that all that is a bit of wood and string.
Right.
that could be anybody's bow.
Nevertheless, it is a bow, isn't it?
That could be anybody's bow.
Yeah, but then if you bludgeon them just with a hammer, it could be anyone's hammer. Nevertheless, the fingerprints possibly will still be on the bow.
But the ice arrow, it's melting,
Right.
Yeah.
So, what they do is they'll probably find you wandering around with a bow. Yeah, look at this bloke you didn't like. Yeah,
yeah.
They'll have motive because you presumably didn't like him.
I didn't.
Then they'll see a little hole in his heart with some water.
No, it's dried.
It's dried out, is it?
The water's dried. Oh, right. See, that's why it makes it the perfect murder, because the ice has melted and dried. Brilliant.
Right.
That is brilliant.
Okay.
Fantastic. It's incredible. There's not one hole in that plan.
No. So, do you have to conveniently find somewhere that, you know, has got a flat to let opposite him as well?
Well, it's the perfect murder!
Right, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Presumably, you've only got one ice arrow.
Just the one.
Right.
You need one,
but you've been practicing, presumably, with, like, other arrows, sort of to get your shot just right. just as he walks in front of the window, you can release this fatal arrow of ice.
Are you mocking my plan?
No, it's good.
Are
it's
you
good.
Mocking that?
This is Mud, honey. We'll talk about this after. AirCheckDownloads.com.